Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
In a corporate environment, if I'm really good at what I do, they understand that I have value and you need me more than I need you.
If you know that. Most women don't know that. And when you go into an interview, I just take whatever you give me. You know, what you got, right? They don't like that, or you're going to get mad because you feel like they're taking advantage of you. But when you walk into an interview, one of my clients recently, we 2.5x her salary at the same job. I told her, don't quit that job.
Goodness
gracious. Quit that job. Because her job wasn't frustrating her. She was miserable.
Right.
My job is making me miserable. No, you miserable.
It's all the stuff before you get to work that's making you miserable.
Yeah, you're miserable. You just show up on Zoom miserable. Does that make sense? No, your job isn't making you miserable. You drive to work miserable and walk in miserable. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Once she became happy and moved to a geographic location that she wanted to be at, everything kind of fell into place. Now she 100% remote, 2.5x her salary. She makes pretty good money. Mm. Writes her own job description.
Really?
Autonomous. They be like this, what you want to do? How much? She said, I got 3 job offers. They offer me this, this, and this. They was like, what do we need to do to keep you? That's, I want this amount of money. They said, okay. I want to work 100% remote. Okay. And I think we got her up to 385 from 158.
Dang.
Right? I want to be 100% remote. I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to capitalize on my 15 years of experience and my intellectual property and create a whole new product for this organization. Okay. They gave her a $100,000 travel budget.
Dang.
And they did something else that I can't talk about, but it's valued at $15 million.
There were some stock options.
They gave her something.
I can't talk about it.
Then people find out who
simply
she is,
because she lost the miserable seat.
Yes. And when she became aware of who she was, so I don't have to put up with this. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go be happy. I'm going to network.
Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
With other people, and that's when you're showing up. People like to be around. Napoleon Hill talks about having a pleasing personality. Yeah. People like to be around happy people. And they'd be like, you need a job? Right? Are you looking for an opportunity? Right. I would love to work with you. So then it's like, you allowed to work for me? well, I got a job. They'd be like, but how much? That's how it happens. That's how commerce happens. But if you don't have a number in your mind of how much you're worth, then she say $85,000, they're going to be like this. That's like a $20 lobster.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? The $20 lobster. She said, so once you know who you are and you have your number, and all my clients get a number, oh, the number's outrageous.
The number of what they want.
The number of what their value is.
Hmm.
I give them that. I'm like, oh, you're making $150,000. You should be at $675,000.
Okay, what are you basing that off of? Because what if the person is making $150,000 and they're valued at $150,000? Because the value is what the marketplace is willing to pay the person, yes?
The value is not based on what the market is, because the market conditions can change, right? Just like the market value of fish changes based on whatever it is. And if you want, if you go to a restaurant, you bougie now. I like you.
I see it change.
Before
you got your eyes away.
But yeah. if you were working at Applebee's, was it Applebee's? Or it was Cheesecake Factory
before that was Olive Garden.
Right? Before I was now. And if you see a $20 lobster, you'd be like, cool.
Yeah.
Right? I want it. Now when you go into restaurants, it says market value. If you want the lobster, it doesn't really matter how much it costs. You're not going to be like, come over here, bro. Come over here. Before I tell you what I want, I need to know how much it is. You're going to order it, and you're going to see the price at the end. And at the end, you'll be like, I didn't know this charged me $200. But you paid for it because you knew it was of value and you had it. Women don't understand that these corporations have money. They're just not asking. So market value, there is no way to compute market value. It's just how you see yourself.
Is no way to compute market value.
No.
Come join the most amazing live mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs every morning.
Let's go.
The Morning Meetup. Do you have a business idea you need to get off the ground? Do you currently work a 9-to-5 and are looking for supplemental income? Come and network with like-minded individuals and take your business to the next level. Every morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with David Shand and friends. Try the Morning Meetup today for just $1. Head over to themorningmeetup.com. That's themorningmeetup.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.